Ula watched from the safety of the shuttle. There was nothing stopping him from leaving his seat. He wasn't under guard or even under suspicion. He could have walked out at any time and thrown himself to the hexes if he wanted to. Jet's betrayal of him still stung, though, so he stayed right where he was. It had started to go wrong before the skyhook had collapsed. After the deflection of the Paramount's missiles, Jet had considered throwing the Paramount itself down onto the target in a desperate attempt to thwart the Hex's plans. Ula had argued against it, unable to bear such a waste of human life.
"A thousand or so to save trillions," Jet had said. "Isn't that a fair exchange?"
"We don't even know if it would work, and if it doesn't, we'll be even worse off than we are now."
"If you're worried about destroying an Imperial ship..."
"Do you really think I'd let that get in the way of doing the right thing?"
Only as he said the words did he realize that he meant it. The issue had become entirely moot when the skyhook had gone down.
"Looks like someone's found a way to do what we can't," said Jet. "In which case, we're no longer needed." "Out of the seat, Director V.E. It's time for us to go our separate ways."
The announcement had taken Ula completely by surprise.
What are you talking about? I'm staying with you."
"No, you're not."
Jet had produced a blaster and covered him while Clunker dragged him from the cockpit. The droid's strength was too great to resist.
"We've got business elsewhere."
"Wait!"
Ula had clung to the lip of the airlock.
"Take me with you, please!"
Jet had shaken his head, but not without compassion.
"You have to find your own place, mate. And I don't think it's going to be with me. Say cheerio to that lovely lady. And stop faking it if you ever hope to have a chance with her."
The airlock had hissed shut. Explosive bolts had fired. And Ula had been flung out into the void. Had the passing shuttle not found him, he might have fallen to the planet below. Or even into the black hole. But Ula didn't suppose that Jet would have left something like that to chance. Now he was within waving distance of Lorin, and he didn't know what to do. The massive hexes that had overwhelmed Darth Kratos retreated into the lake, leaving just the young Sith behind. She turned to face the lake, raised her arms above her head, and spoke to them. The hexes responded, forming new agglomerations, turning their collective mind to new tasks. Some descended back into the lake. Others swarmed toward several different places on the crater wall and combined their pulses into powerful cutting lasers. Vibrations reached him even through the walls and floor of the shuttle. He saw Lorin and the others shift on their feet, as though the ground was kicking beneath them, too. Master Satil approached the young Sith. They exchanged a few words, then parted. The Grand Master returned to Lorin and Shigar and the officer who had run out to meet them. Together they hurried into the shuttle.
"Recall the rest," she was saying as she mounted the ramp and entered the main passenger hold. "If they can't make it here in time, send another shuttle."
"What's happening?"
Ula asked.
"What's going on out there?"
Master Satil had already left for the cockpit.
"I don't know,"
said Lorin, smiling at him. The engines whined.
"But it looks like we're leaving."
Shigar acknowledged him with a nod, which Ula gravely returned. The Padawan looked no less battered than Lorin and Master Satil. The ground war had obviously been just as grueling as that fought in the air. The shuttle's repulsor lifts pressed Ula back into the seat. He took one last